This is Al Simpson. More and more, the federal regulators seem to think that all private property is somehow theirs for the taking. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution says that no private property can be taken for public use without just compensation. But some federal regulators, specifically those at the EPA, have found they can get away with doing exactly that. Ted, last year the Senate passed a good Republican bill to put the right of property ahead of the power of bureaucrats. Only left-wing radicals like you voted against it. The Constitution should be preserved and protected. Oh, unless we're talking about guns and private property rights, eh, pal? Ted, the deep desire for freedom and resisting of oppression is ingrained in the nature of every person. Just look at Eastern Europe. One of the greatest mysteries of the present world is how you liberals just can't fathom this. Democrats giving government back to the people. What a chuckle.
Cut it out, Al. Even the Reagan-Bush Supreme Court refused to swallow that right-wing argument. In a landmark South Carolina case last June, the court basically reaffirmed the law on compensation when property is taken by the government. Eminent domain is the obvious example. If government condemns your property to build a road, you're entitled to compensation for its value. The court made clear that some types of regulation can reduce the value of property so severely that for all practical purposes, your land is being taken by the government, even though you keep the title. But that's a far cry from what you right-wingers wanted, Al, which was to make taxpayers pay compensation every time a regulator sneezes or zoning laws are changed. Look at it this way, Al. When civil rights laws are passed, government shouldn't have to compensate bigots who lose their right to discriminate. Al Simpson and I want to hear from our listeners about topics you'd like us to debate on Face Off. Just send your suggestion to this station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System.